Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about claiming your own space. I do a lot of reading and a lot of listening to podcasts. And I take a lot of courses. And one of the things that I've noticed that is taught in most of these places is the need for us to be able to claim our own space. We can think about this on a few different levels, actually. The first that I'd like to talk about is just the ability to say no. As women in our culture, we are taught that we're to be there for everybody who claims our time, says they need us, or has some problem. That's all great, well, and good, except for the fact that sometimes it just ends up taking over your own life. You end up living other people's lives. And then you wonder, at some point, why it is that you're feeling so drained, so tired, and maybe like there's no place in your own life for your own self. The gurus out there speak of saying no so that you have the time you need to do the work that needs to get done, being able to concentrate on it long enough to get the work done. And many times they express the opinion that it's okay to turn off your phones and just take the time you need. Some go as far as to tell their trainees, students, that the only way that anyone is able to get anything of real value done is to attend to that one thing for a significant period of time to get that project done. We also know, in terms of studies that have been done, that multitasking really doesn't exist, because when we multitask, some of what we are working on ends up not getting done correctly, which means you have to repeat it or redo it or make changes. So it ends up taking up more time. So the first thing that we need to do to claim our own space is to learn how to say no. If you have a 2-year-old hanging around, that 2-year-old will teach you exactly what you need to know. Second, taking time for rituals is another very important aspect in terms of feeling balanced and grounded in our lives. Rituals can vary from person to person in terms of what they feel is helpful to them. A lot of people spend the first few hours that they're awake doing things such as writing gratitudes in a gratitude journal for those things that really are important to them that they're grateful for. And I read somewhere very recently that it's not just a matter of writing gratitudes, it's a matter of going down deeper to why it is that you're grateful for that thing that you feel grateful for. It's much more profound, and if you're in a bad mood, it's a really good way to get you into a good mood. Good to know. Other people like to meditate, and meditation doesn't need to be an all-day thing for it to work. It can be just some time that you take to just settle into yourself for a few minutes. Just to be able to get in touch with yourself. Most meditators say that 10 to 15 minutes is optimum. I say do what works for you. The other thing that people like to do in the morning is they like to journal. And this is something that I do, and I've been able to figure out how to get a lot of things that I've wanted to get, even without the finances behind me to make it happen, through journaling daily. Because when you journal and you just let yourself do your automatic writing, your unconscious mind is engaged and it will show you the way. And you follow through, and before you know it, you figured out a way to get that impossible thing to happen into your life. It's really quite amazing, and I would suggest you try it. A fourth thing that people do is they do a little exercise in the morning. Some people hit the gym, some people just do some simple exercises in their home just to get their bodies moving and to be able to stay in relatively decent shape. And the last thing that's really important is to take some time to really enjoy your breakfast. Because seriously, coffee and muffins and Danish don't cut it, nor does skipping it. So take some time to really enjoy eating your breakfast so you can have a really strong start to your day. The research states that if you do this, you'll find yourself eating less throughout the day and dropping weight. So take your time to have a decent breakfast. The third way to claim your own space is to figure out a way to make sure that you include those things that you enjoy in your life. Again, many people don't spend enough time doing these things, but it's important. If you enjoy going out to theater, or you enjoy dancing, or you enjoy seeing your friends from time to time, book it in your calendar and make it a regular deal. Same thing with any kind of exercise regimen that you may have, like if you go to the health club, book it in your calendar to make sure that you get those things done. And the last is your spirituality. I know a lot of people may not feel that religious, but spirituality, at least as far as the way that I've learned of it through the years, through studying different kinds of spiritual practices, actually, is just to be at peace with the self and to act in ways where you're doing what Kabbalists would say would be the creator's work. Doing those things that are helpful to others. Being an asset to the world overall. By doing things that you enjoy doing. Anyway. That's the way I would do it anyway. That's the way I do it. So take the time to claim your own space so that you have a place inside your own life for yourself. In so doing, you're going to find yourself so much happier, so much more content, and so much more fulfilled. It will be unbelievable. And it can happen over a period of a relatively short period of time. You're going to notice that if you're kind of irritable and short with people, it goes away. You're going to notice that you're smiling more if you don't tend to do that naturally. You're going to find yourself having interesting and or lighthearted conversations with people as you go through your life because you're taking time to be in your own life by taking and claiming your own space. I promise you, if you do this for a period of a week or two, you will see these changes. It is evident. And perhaps one more additional thing I can add on is the TV. Most of television today, unfortunately, is full of gossip shows, so-called reality programs, news that sensationalizes everything to the worst to sell the advertising, comedies that are based on sarcasm instead of just fun and funny things. I would suggest that you cut down your TV watching significantly. In fact, what I would say is turn it off and go to your iPad or your iPhone, your smartphone, whatever you have, and carefully select that stuff that you want to digest for your own learning. In that way, you're protecting your unconscious mind from things that can damage it and make you feel bad, angry, sad, without you even realizing it. Try it for a week and see what happens. You'll be amazed, again, at the change in your way of interacting with both yourself and with the world at large. Claiming your own space is really about claiming your time as your time, to spend your time the way that you choose to spend it. In so doing, you're freeing yourself to enjoy your life. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.